Hello, I'm Kieran, presenter of the Friday Meltdown and Street Knowledge, as well as one of your station managers for Burst. I have two short stories to present to you today for the storytellers. I didn't come from a directly nor passionately religious family. However, my father was a big part of his church and boys' brigade community in South London when he was a teenager. It was with his encouragement that my parents would send my sister and I to Sunday school every week, and thus we became part of our local Methodist church. My sister, Charlotte, was christened very early on, within months of her birth even, in 1988. For me, born 2 years later, my christening didn't come immediately. I'm not quite sure why this was, though. I was eventually christened in the autumn of 1996, age 5. Being slightly older at my christening hosted a bit of a problem. I was too big, really, for the lifting and the dunking into the holy water. Instead, I was going to have a much bigger amount of water poured over me, enough that I'd look sufficiently like a drowned rat to be embarrassed by it all. This process meant that a rehearsal had to take place in the days prior to the main event. I was due to be christened on October the 20th, 1996, exactly a week after my childhood hero, Damon Hill, won his first Formula One World Championship at the Japanese Grand Prix. At the rehearsal during the week, I asked if I could shake my head after the pouring of the water, like Damon Hill did when he was covered by the fizzy thing on the podium in Japan. I think I meant the champagne. I wasn't quite sure at the time, I was 5. The minister, amused, said that I could. Come the day, more people turned up than I even thought would to the christening, and I was all of a sudden very nervous over the whole ordeal. I was even being christened alongside another kid, about my age, with a family about 4 times the size of mine. We were all ushered onto the altar, and I was to go first. I froze up completely, and before I knew it, all the water was being tipped onto me, which I didn't enjoy as much as I did in rehearsal days before. It was at this point the minister announced that I was going to shake my head like Damon Hill had done on the Japanese Grand Prix podium the week before. I looked at him and sure I did shake my head, but not quite in the manner that he expected, before standing behind my mum, hiding from the rest of the audience. I'd love to say that this is where the story ends. It isn't. Next up on the altar was the other kid, with his massive family taking centre stage over my now quite embarrassed family. I remember one member of their family was a precious individual, tightly gripping their very high-tech steels camera. She worried her kids being the limelight, often actually pushing my family to one side. This mother just wanted the stage to be hers, basically. At one point, though, she decided to take a long-range picture, yet still about 7 feet away from her son. To get space for a photo, she purposefully walked back into my mum, who, with me clinging on to her like a scared child behind, then proceeded to walk into me. This Newton's cradle effect pushed me into a fully lit candelabra, which was about to hit the ground and set Worcester Park Methodist Church ablaze. It didn't quite. Thankfully, my mum reached down and caught it just in time. However, this was swiftly followed by her shouting at the top of her voice, "Jesus Christ, Kieran!" Not long after this, we moved to the Isle of Wight. I think my mum probably wanted to move to Australia and never return. I can't say I blame her. Now, the second story is much shorter, but equally as embarrassing, if not more so. At around the same age, I started to get into swimming. Our school had its own outdoor swimming pool, and the excitement of using that during the week encouraged my family and I to use the local indoor one at the weekends. One weekend, my grandmother took my sister and I for a swim. Again, I was about 5, but what I had in mental arithmetic and book smarts, I lacked in a certain common sense. At the pool, there's tens and tens of people, it being a busy leisure activity for people of all ages at the weekend. I would go in with my armbands, mess around with my sister and my nan in the shallow end, and generally have the time of my life. I was only 5 or so, after all. Near the end of the trip, I quietly told my nan that I desperately needed the toilet. This was not uncommon for someone of my age, and usually would involve the adult taking the children to go to the loo, or at least to have a try. My nan's response to this was not only irregular to 5-year-old me, but hard to compute to someone who had very little common sense. "Just go in the pool," she said to me very quietly. I asked her again, I think, and again, in hushed tones, she gave me the same response. So eventually I just accepted it. Now, this goes 2 ways in your mind, I imagine. And though the story does not end well, it could have ended worse. You'll be relieved to hear, I imagine, that I only needed to go number 1. However, what followed is this. I swam to the side of the pool, climbed out, dropped my trunks, and gladly followed what my nan had told me to do, go in the pool. I mean, she didn't tell me to go to the side of the pool, climb out, drop my trunks, and go in the pool. But it is what I thought she meant by the instruction. The pool emptied. Not long after this, we moved to the Isle of Wight. I think my nan wanted to move to South America and never return. I can't say I blame her.